Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, the Radio Free Redoubt, and Lady Liberty from Liberty State Radio and the Political Church. And combining forces here in Studio A, Radio Free Redoubt. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. My bride, good morning.
Awesome. Thank you so much. How are you this morning?
Well, better. Better. We're just the events in Russia, Ukraine, everything's, you know, on edge, and Ameron operators are standing by. They're communicating regularly. They're testing all their gear, topping off batteries, fuel, and we're watching very closely, you know, and
That's right. That's right. And by the way, everyone, welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Boink. Ow. So we're going to whiffle about them.
I wonder if we can get a sting in there. Any little bit of a sting and a yipe.
Yeah, exactly. Right. This one needs to happen. And I know Putin feels the same way. I mean, as everybody in the world about these yahoos in Washington, D.C., we're just not very confident in their ability to be able to get us through this and de-escalate things.
No kidding. To make any good decisions at all, for that matter. And especially since we know that Hillary doesn't like Russia. And so, you know, Biden,
they don't like her.
Biden has nothing to do with this. It's all Hillary that's writing and pushing everything behind the scenes anyway, you know, so
I wouldn't doubt it one single bit.
Yep. Me either.
But on the other hand, remember this. This is not, you know, there are. Christ told us what to watch for when asked when it's coming down. When is your return? When will we know?
That's right.
And he said, among many things, there will be wars and rumors of wars. There will be famine, and you know, that's, we're seeing all this. All of the requirements have been fulfilled.
Yeah.
And so basically, he said, when the time comes, when you see all these things, look up.
Right.
Not wars and rumors of wars. Just, even though there'll be wars and rumors of wars, still, those things have to happen, but the time is still not yet. You know, and so when you see this, the gospel spread throughout all the world, which we have now, it's ready. It's time. All we're waiting for now is for all of the other fall feasts to be foreshadowings of future prophecy that were fulfilled.
Right.
That match and overlay right over top of the shadow to come, and that would be the bride, the wedding,
the
between
wedding.
The groom,
yep.
And the bride.
That's right.
Which take place in the fall feasts,
yeah,
and the Feast of Trumpets in particular. So, I mean, he told us exactly what to watch for. You still don't know the day, you still don't know the hour,
right?
But we were given signs to know the time when to start looking up.
Right. Well, and the interesting thing too, this may or may not be the case, but we were just talking about the Ebola outbreak or whatever the hemorrhagic fever is,
yes,
over there in China right now that they're causing the whole nation to lock down about. That does produce huge red blotches and spots on your skin. And one of the very first things that happens one of the seven wraths of God that start in on the tribulation is that people start suddenly coming up with these red spots or boils that come, yeah, up on the skin. And so it made me wonder if, boy, you know, it's hard to really speculate, but if that time is drawing near, you know, yep, just exactly what that might be on the horizon. And so,
exactly.
So, and, but, you know, if we are raptured out before any of those bowls of wrath are started, you know, then, yeah, we would miss that. And so we would miss
Thank
that,
goodness,
fortunately.
Well, and that's God's wrath against sin in the world.
Right.
That's,
yep,
that wrath is not reserved for the church.
Nope.
It's, you know, pretty clear. So we'll see. But, you know, still, hey, we are going to run the course. We're going to run the race to the end.
Yep, that's right.
We're going,
right,
to fight the fight to the end.
That's right.
And until he decides to take us out of here, we are still going to stand for righteousness.
And we're going to encourage our brothers and sisters every single day, because there's nothing but joy when you're talking about the Lord, and when you're talking about truth and the everlasting kingdom next to the Lord. What could possibly be better than that? Right.
Yeah.
So every single day, let's just keep that on the forefronts of our minds, that we have something absolutely awesome to look forward to, and don't forget it.
That's right. It's very exciting times. And I guess it would be super scary if you didn't have the Lord. I mean, you know.
I know.
Well, if you don't have the Lord, most people who are away, separated from the Lord, don't know what's coming.
Right.
They're still thinking that the lockdowns have got to be over with pretty soon. Somebody's got to get the hint. This mask thing, I can't wait to get back to the new normal. There is no new normal coming. There's no going back to the old normal.
Right.
We're now on a trajectory for something that was prophesied thousands of years ago.
Yep.
And we are drawing right down to the very end now.
That's right.
And so this is the time.
I feel actually lately, especially since the revival, since the Sidney Powell and Jonathan Kahn event down there in Florida with the revival and the repentance, I feel a renewed sense of excitement. Actually, instead of a foreboding feeling, you know, like as if you're looking across the horizon and it was a foreboding feeling, I feel that it's actually very, very positive instead. And I can't help but be excited about this year. I mean, it's, I don't know, it's, I almost kind of can't explain it, because I still have a few people that have not given themselves to the Lord yet that I'm really diligently working on.
Wasting any time about it.
That's right. Because it's so, so very important right now. We're at the last hour, and I want to make sure that these people that I desperately care about get into the fold, and they're resistant and just absolutely stiff-necked and prideful. And so I'm still trying to get through to them. So maybe in your prayers, if you could just put in a word for me and help me get through to some of these last people that I don't want to see get left behind.
That we care about, that we love.
That's right. Yep.
So, you know, it's interesting how our worldview has changed just in the last
year,
or months.
Yeah.
Even, yep. Maybe even in the last month or two, it is really shifting toward, we're absolutely convinced that, we're watching the end times prophecy unfold right before our eyes.
Yep. That's right.
You know, and even though we're going to run the race, and we say fight for the restore the republic, fight. That's all part of fighting for righteousness and law,
and truth,
and the rule of law and truth. You know, right up to the very end, even if there's no there's no republic, everything's going to be
in utter chaos,
tectonic shifting taking place.
Right.
You know, within just before our very eyes, in days, weeks, and the coming months.
Right.
So. It has really shifted toward a world kingdom, a world view, a kingdom not of this world. We're about ready to just trip right over the threshold and land face first right into eternity.
Yeah.
And that transitional phase that we are right at the threshold of.
That's right.
And so that I don't know, this just gives you a whole new
focus.
Eternal.
Yeah, a different focus.
World view.
Yep, that's right.
And...
Well, because the perspective is now the 30,000 foot perspective, you know, looking as if you're already in the kingdom and looking back and hopefully trying to figure out a way to send a message to yourself to do what you can as hard as you can in the last few minutes of what you're here experiencing on earth, and how many more people you can help and bring into the kingdom while you're here, right?
Yeah.
So... utilize every last possible word to the advantage of the kingdom.
Right.
Yep. Right.
Very Very cool. Well, hey, you know what? Let's get, oh, I can just keep going on and on about this.
Yes,
all,
I know. We love it.
All kinds of thoughts are triggering in my brain that
we love it.
I want to run down these rabbit holes, but we'll be talking about that in the coming days and weeks.
Yep.
So let's do the word of the day.
Okay.
Well, so
the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11, which read, "But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ."
Wow.
And that's it. Yes, and isn't that that's perfect for what we were just talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're saying, you know, this is the last little sprint, you know, and what better way to kind of frame it up for how to run that last little sprint?
Yes.
Add all of those things, with the final one being love. Of
right.
course, right? How awesome is that? So again, if you want to go home and, you know, maybe write that on a piece of paper and hang it somewhere where you can read it daily, that's really, really very impressive. And so that scripture again was 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11. And so, yeah, just that's an excellent word.
Okay,
especially
5-11.
Especially when you're running and preparing for rapture. How better than that?
I know it.
Right?
Wow.
Yep, so very cool. And well, you know, and especially since the other side of that thing is what he's saying in verse 9 is, "For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness." And he's not even talking about the people that don't believe. He's talking about the people that are part of the church and have already been baptized and everything, but they've forgotten that they have been cleansed from their old sins.
Right.
And they've just kind of, you know, maybe fallen off the path or dwindled away and, you know, got pulled away by different various interests other than what they should be focused on.
They're not walking with the Lord right now.
That's right. So they need to be pulled back right
yep.
onto the narrow path.
They do. And, you know, one of the little rabbit trails, one of the thoughts that I was triggered, that was triggered in my mind was how many believers, and there'll be millions of them.
Oh, yeah.
During
right.
the tribulation, you know, once the church is removed and then God's wrath comes in and seals get opened, bowls get poured out, trumpets are blown, it's going to get progressively more and more intense.
Oh, definitely.
And
yep.
So that's where folks like that, they were with the Lord. Maybe they walked away from the Lord. Maybe they got dragged to church by their spouse and, you know, they went through the motions. So they believe in God, but they're distracted.
They don't have a real passion or a love in their heart.
They don't. They're not living for the Lord. They're not part of the kingdom. They're not living out any kind of faith.
Well, and you know why that is? That is, that happens to everybody that kind of stops reading the word, because the best way to revive that vigor, that passion, is to jump right back into it.
Immerse yourself in it.
Yeah, yeah. Immerse yourself and keep reading and keep searching out all of those amazing little nuggets of knowledge that just kind of blow your mind every now and then.
Yeah,
and
I can attest to that personally.
Yeah. Yep.
And so it's so true. I just feel like so on top of probably higher than I've ever been in my walk with the Lord, and
right.
being immersed in his word and teachings, you know, that we follow, and just really becoming immersed in it.
Yep. Right.
And because this is the time, you know, someone might ask, you know, why would you build a nationwide emergency communications network of Christian patriots that if the church is just going to be gone and the tribulation and, well, there's a lot of other things, wildfires and hurricanes that have nothing to do with the tribulation, we have actually helped our communities with. And it's rewarding. But really, I have always thought that really what we're building is, or what we have built is something that foundational that believers, tribulation saints, will need.
Yeah, that
to communicate,
could be.
To spread the gospel, to,
yep,
to
whoever's
help
left.
Each other, to encourage each other, to stay connected in fellowship. That's really all that's going to be left. So, I mean, there's a lot of people who are going to say, oh boy, I blew it. Everybody's gone. Well, there's a handful of us.
Right.
You know, they can still communicate, coordinate with each other. They can encourage each other. They can share the gospel. They can help the church and the tribulation saints after the church is gone. So there's who knows what you are building right now that you think, well, this will be useless once the rapture happens. Well, it won't be. It's going to be used for the kingdom, you know, even after the church is gone. I believe that.
Yep. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. We'll see how many people in that network are still here.
Watch, the church will grow during the tribulation like you've never seen before.
Well, that's because it will. The world will suddenly become the foxhole.
Exactly. It's going to be like so clear. The lines will become so clear. There won't be anybody lukewarm.
Right.
You're going to be all in for God against him.
At that moment, right now, I mean, we pray that we be found worthy to not have to go through the tribulation, right? There's a qualifier word in that statement that Jesus said. And so right now we don't know. We don't know if our lamps are full, right? If we are full of his anointing by the Holy Spirit in a way that will not end up leaving us here. Yeah. I mean, like, are we short like those five foolish virgins, or are we full, filled up and ready to go, ready and waiting? You know,
our lamps are full.
Our lamps are full, right?
Yep.
And so we don't know. We don't know what that judgment line is, right? Because it's a qualifier word. Pray that you be found worthy. And so the ones that are left are going to know, without a doubt, they were not found worthy.
Right.
And that is going to make them do an absolute about face. And it will terrify them.
And they should be. And they will be.
It will terrify them to the point of probably near self-destruction. They'll be so crushed.
Yeah. Be terrified of that now.
Yeah, exactly.
Latch onto that terror. Now,
right.
That's called fearing the Lord.
Yep.
Fear the Lord, fear his wrath, know that he is sovereign, and do it now so you won't have to later when you're
going,
oh
boy. Do it now so that you can repent of things, so that you can forgive everyone that has offended you, that you can lift other people up, that you can reach out, help, and love your brother.
Ask forgiveness of those you've offended.
That's right.
You know, and pursue that. I mean, it was actually yesterday, I couldn't remember who it was. It was Amir Tsarfati who said, be rapture ready.
That's right. Be rapture
ready. Have your oil lamps full and immerse yourselves in it, because it's really coming down to the time. You can't put it off. It's not a lackadaisical time any longer.
Right. And same thing for your loved ones that aren't in the fold yet. Put it on top priority on your list to try with all your heart to bring them into the kingdom.
Yeah. We'll take a break here real quick, but I just want to leave you with this, kind of leave this lingering thought in your mind. The question came up just in the last week or so. Someone asked a question of someone, should I leave a rapture will? Should I leave a will for my loved ones who will be left behind, who are going to come to my house,
right,
looking for answers, hoping and praying I'm there? But I won't be.
Right.
What do you do? How do you instruct them? These are your next steps. Here's where my rifle is. Here's where our food storage is.
That's right.
Here's the keys to my hunting cabin.
These pets need this food.
Right.
Right.
And, you know, how do you walk them, prepare them for what they're about ready to face?
Right.
And leave your worldly possessions to, I mean, how do you choose that? The Lord's coming for all of his people, and you ain't one of them, so I'm leaving this here for you. How do you do that? Right?
You just don't include any names. It's going to be for the random person that finds it, because we don't know. We have no idea what the Lord decides, right?
Well, what a great What a great way to present the gospel, though, to people who don't know the Lord.
Right. I'm sorry you missed the bus.
Yeah. No, beforehand, sit down and have a talk with them.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Hey, I just want to let you know how to get, you know, how do you get into my computer, how, where my rifles
That's
are.
That's not a bad
combination
tactic
to my safe, because you're going to need all this stuff and I won't be here, so I may as well give it to somebody that doesn't care about being with the Lord. So
right. That's right. You know that, seriously, that's
stack
not
of the series
a
of
bad
Left
idea.
Behind or something. I don't know. All right. Well, we better take a break if we're going long. But this is the Voice of the American Redoubt, and segment one is brought to you by U.S. Law Shield. It is legal defense for self-defense. You find yourself in a situation where you have to defend yourself, especially with deadly force, you will face at least civil, maybe even criminal charges. And instead of paying tens of thousands of dollars, for just $11 a month, you can have insurance with lawyers that specialize in self-defense law ready to come to your aid. This is the Voice of the American. Oh, to get to that, go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com. And on the right-hand side, you see a whole stack of banners. Just scroll down till you find U.S. Law Shield, and that will make sure you get that discounted affiliate rate. All right, stay right there. This is Radio Free Redoubt.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision-fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Hello, Christian patriots. This is Lady Liberty from The Morning Commute, announcing the release of my new book titled 444 that is a solid plan for what we as Christian patriots can do to correct this terrible course that America is on right now. 444 gives us a biblical, peaceful, and constitutional method that does not require a central figure like a sitting president in order to be successful. This action is something that needs to be done in every community around the nation and is straightforward and simple to follow. Christians in America need a plan, and this is it. You can get your copy today by going to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and clicking on the link to 444 on the right side of the page. Thanks, everyone, and God bless.
Welcome to Radio Free Redoubt, the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Thank you guys for your prayers and support. We're so grateful, and we covet those prayers and that support. For segment two, this is brought to you by Prepping 2.0 with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, helping to take your preps to the next level. It's a podcast by two authors, husband and wife team there. With the 299 Days book series and then the 3-book series by Shelby Gallagher with A Great State is the title. And you can learn more about that and their podcast at prepping2-0.com. All right, segment two. Real quick, I want to make an announcement because this is very timely, and I meant to mention it yesterday because I got a hold of this yesterday. There is a public meeting. The rhinos and the government shapeshifters in Kootenai County, Idaho, are getting ready to have another public input meeting about rearranging the county government so that sheriffs and other positions that are currently elected positions, they want to make it so the commissioners appoint those positions.
Yikes.
Bad, bad news. Bad medicine there. So tonight at 5:30 p.m., that's January 19th, so that's tonight. This is going to be at the county courthouse at meeting room 1A, 1B. Just follow the crowd. There's going to be a lot of people showing up there. That's on Government Way, 451 North Government Way in Coeur d'Alene. The purpose is to give the public an opportunity to give its input on the recommendation. And, of course, it was already shot down, but they're coming back with the new and improved version, trying to make it more palatable. But, you could just... What they're trying to do is put sprinkles on something that, well, a dog might leave behind in the yard. And they're just putting sprinkles on it to try to make it more appealing to the public. So the Patriots are on to them, and they're going to show up in force. So be there. This really matters. Numbers matter. So that's this evening. Once again, at 5:30 p.m.
That's right. And along those lines of seeing how the communists work and they keep hammering at stuff,
yep.
If there was ever any doubt that Democrats will always try to lay the groundwork for cheating long before the elections, This story will help dispel all that doubt. This is an article from Breitbart News, and it's titled, Democrats Block Plan to Remove Foreign Nationals from Voter Rolls. So in other words, the Democrats want them to be able to vote. They want all foreign
That's
nationals,
right.
People that don't even live in America, to be able to vote in America, in American elections.
Exactly.
And it says here, House Democrats this week blocked a plan that would have required states to remove foreign nationals from voter rolls. On last Wednesday, Democrats voted down an amendment by Representative Rodney Davis, a Republican from Illinois, that would have kicked likely hundreds and potentially thousands, if not more, of foreign nationals off state voter rolls. And so the fact that they have the communists have blocked the plan to remove those
calling
from the voter
racist.
Rolls is they that just shows exactly what they plan to be able to do in all of our elections from now on, you know, because they have Sidney Powell pointed out that they brought in millions of false ballots.
Yep, that's right.
In the last election, and that they actually came from China. China
right.
produced them, and
with
so
proof.
They're all fraudulent. They're these fraudulent votes, and so you know, boy, that's.
That's just one component.
Everybody just keep in mind that is a Stalin tactic, that it's not he who votes that counts, it's he who counts the votes.
And
right?
That is a direct quote by Joe Biden.
I know.
Isn't that amazing?
Biden quoted Stalin on our elections.
That's right.
And they do that for obvious reasons. They know for a fact that they control the entire nation when they control the vote outcome.
Right.
They manipulate the vote. We already know this. We saw this. We saw Trump lose his position through that stolen election process right. that they have.
And
so
clever propaganda and political intrigue.
Right.
As we were warned about from the 1950s.
Right. And so just the sheer brazen willingness to block this plan to remove foreign nationals from the voter rolls is stunning to me.
Yeah.
Talk about in your face. We are no longer covert. We're overtly admitting that we are in a communist coup takeover.
That's right.
Wow.
Yep. Straight up. Just like what we've been saying. All we're doing is watching the proof roll in.
Yep. That's right.
All right, guys. Well, hey, you be safe out there. Join us. And if you can, if you're in Kootenai County, show up to that meeting tonight. Super important. And otherwise, join us tomorrow morning right here at 7 a.m. for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.